if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
So it's entrepreneurs from across the globe raising money from anybody, anywhere in the world. Here at the show, we have almost 200 campaigners that have raised $50 million, I believe, just from these campaigners that are here at CES.
How do you launch a successful Indiegogo campaign? Kate Drain can answer that question from personal experience. Kate is Senior Director of Tech Outreach at Indiegogo. She's also the co-founder and CMO of the world's first mobile beer canning service, which she successfully crowdfunded through an Indiegogo campaign of her own. At CES 2017's Eureka Park Marketplace, we talked about the ways Indiegogo puts crowdfunding within reach for everyone, not just those participants whose campaigns reach one specified goal. Kate, I have an awful lot of people that I interview that are on Indiegogo, but I don't know the story of Indiegogo. Would you tell me how that came to be founded, please?
I would love to. So it was launched and founded in January of 2008, and it came out of a mutual need between our three founders, Slava Rubin, Eric Schell, and Danae Ringelman, where they all had problems where they had a really great idea for something, they had an audience, but they didn't have a mechanism to be able to collect money, even though there were people passionate and wanting to bring their ideas to life. And so they thought about it and they're like, there are too many gatekeepers and how can we eradicate the financial gatekeepers? And so if someone has a great idea and that they have an audience that cares, those should be the reasons why something is made, not because someone has access to a VC or a rich uncle or a bank. And so they launched Indiegogo. And it started out just in film, where it was people who were raising money for films and documentaries, and then they extended it out to launch where anybody can raise money for anything, anywhere in the world. And so now it's been, I was like, what is that, 8 years since our launch? And we're international, anybody, like we have, here at the show, we have almost 200 campaigners that have raised, I think, $50 million, I believe, just from these campaigners that are here at CES. And that's double from what it was last year. So it's entrepreneurs from across the globe raising money from anybody, anywhere in the world. And we also just launched equity crowdfunding, meaning that US-based companies can accept investments from people anywhere across the globe as well.
Equity crowdfunding, how do people find out more about that?
So you can just come to Indiegogo, and there's a Learn section that will give you more information about equity crowdfunding.
I would love to know a little bit about your own experience with Indiegogo.
Oh, for sure. So I actually came to Indiegogo because I have a small company called The Can Van, and what it is, it's a mobile beer canning service for craft brewers. So we roll around Bay Area breweries and can their beer for them. And like a lot of small business owners, when we launched it, we didn't know how to really raise money for it. We developed it at grad school at Presidio Graduate School. And we knew that we were onto something great, but we just didn't know how do you raise money. And we didn't have a rich uncle. You have to show the bank 2 years of revenue in order to get a loan. So we came to Indiegogo ourselves. We ended up raising $4,000 out of a $10,000 goal, which we got to take home because Indiegogo has flexible funding, meaning anything you raise, you can take home. And for us, that was a game changer because it was $4,000 that we didn't ever have before, as well as we had this global network and people who were interested in us. One, we got featured in Fast Company 4 months before we were operational, and we didn't have any contact with them. They just saw us on the platform and thought it was interesting. And then our largest investor, she only invests in alcohol-related businesses owned by women, and we fit that very unique niche, and she became our largest investor. And so I really learned, I was a pretty big advocate and evangelist for the brand before I got hired. So a few months later, I knew the Indiegogo team through our campaign, and I was looking for a job, and I was actually getting ready to move home to Chicago, and so I talked to Erica from the Indiegogo team, and I was like, hey, Erica, you're from Chicago, I'm moving to Chicago, who do you recommend I talk there for a job? And she said, you actually sound perfect for a job at Indiegogo here in San Francisco. And I was like, I don't know if you just heard me, I'm moving to Chicago, I'm leaving in 5 weeks, I have my one-way plane ticket, my moving company, but what's the harm in interviewing? And I met Danae, our co-founder, and just was floored by her, and my plans changed. I ended up staying in San Francisco. I've been with Indiegogo for almost 5 years now, and it's been amazing.
What today, if we have somebody who hears Indiegogo, but they've never been a part of it, let's take a hypothetical woman business owner today. Let's say she has maybe a candy business. We'll call her Jenny.
Okay.
Jenny comes to Indiegogo. What's the first thing she has to do?
So what I would recommend to Jenny, typically a campaigner takes between 1 and 3 months to prepare for it, because what you need to do, it kind of gets broken down into three main parts. First is build an engaging pitch. So on the pitch on Indiegogo, it involves a video. Campaigns with videos raise 113% more money than those that don't. You have to come up with your perks, the things you're offering in exchange for a contribution, as well as pitch text to explain what you're setting out to do. So Jenny would be like, I'm launching my first ever candy shop, and I'd love for you to be a part of it. Here's why you should donate to my campaign or be part of my campaign. And then the second part, so first is build an engaging pitch. Second is proactive communication. And so figuring out who are those audiences that are going to be interested in it, and also coming up with your social media. Having social media, because the more that you can demonstrate you are a real person and this is legitimate, the better off you'll do. And then third is proactive communication. So knowing who are the first people who are going to be contributing to that campaign. Oftentimes they're going to be your friends and family, the people who know you best. So, and also campaigns that raise 50% of their goal within the first 48 hours raise on average 147% more money. And so the more that you can get that momentum early, the more that you can start building that buzz, the better off your campaign is going to do.
When you say social media, there's only about a zillion different channels. What did you find worked very, very best?
Facebook and Instagram have been the highest conversion. Twitter has been great for awareness, but in general, for two mechanisms that perform the best, Facebook and Instagram.
Let's talk about what not to do for a few minutes. Let's say Jenny doesn't know anything about Indiegogo at all. All those guidelines sound good. What are mistakes you see people making that you don't want her to make?
I would advise Jenny to make sure that she knows who those first people are going to contribute, because I've seen too many campaigns launch and have absolutely no momentum. And so people come to that campaign page and you only have one chance to make a first impression. So they come to the campaign page and maybe you also set up some press for it and you drive eyeballs to it, but it's still at zero. You're going to stay at zero because people like to back a winner. And typically we see that, again, maybe like 30-35% is the magic number where people who don't know you personally will contribute to your campaign.
That is something I really didn't know till just now.
Yeah. Oh, great. I'm glad I could help.
What's been one of your absolute best experiences beyond getting hired in San Francisco, like 1, 2, 3, boom? What was one of your other best experiences with Indiegogo?
I've been really, really lucky. I was on a panel with Shaq at one point because he had an Indiegogo campaign for Shaq Fu too. So that was a pretty big, it was at South by Southwest. I still can't believe that was my life. I got to speak in Parliament after Sir David Attenborough, who also had an Indiegogo campaign for Fox and Fauna. I got to go to the White House 3 times. So I've been very lucky. It's been awesome.
As we wrap up, what would you really love anybody approaching Indiegogo or any other businesswoman like yourself, entrepreneur, to know about innovation, creativity, and making a difference?
That they can do it, and that a lot of times we tell ourselves no, but just tell yourself yes. And this is an opportunity to get to tell yourself yes, but it takes preparation, so don't take that lightly. But the world likes to say no, so help them to say yes.
This has been terrific. Kate, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You and I have been listening to Kate Drain, Senior Director of Tech Outreach at Indiegogo. If you'd like to know more about Indiegogo's new equity crowdfunding program, check out Indiegogo.com, and at the top of their page, you'll see Equity Offerings New. That's Indiegogo.com. Look for Equity Offerings New. Meanwhile, if you'd like more information about crowdfunding a project or cause of your own, go to Indiegogo.com. Again, at the top of the page, you'll see How It Works. That's Indiegogo.com, top of the page, How It Works. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to Over Coffee through our website, twomaverix.com. That's TWOMAVERIX.com, twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.